Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Now, the International Botanical Congress has been putting a lot of work into the names of plants, fungi and algae with a view to changing them. Not because they're inaccurate or difficult to pronounce, but because they're racist. Sandy Knapp is a botanist at the Natural History Museum in London and has been part of this work. Good afternoon, Sandy.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
So tell us about what names that you've had to change and you know, where the offence comes from, if you like.
OK, so this I was president of what's called the nomenclature section, which is a week long meeting that happens the week before the International Botanical Congress, which is what all these botanists are at this week. And during that week long meeting, we looked at 433 proposals to change the rules of naming. And so this is changing rules like, I don't know, stuff about how you write things or whether something is published in a particular way. But one of the proposals that came forward for discussion was to change a series of names which are based on a racial slur that is which is considered extremely offensive in South Africa. And this is a set of names which are based on the Latinized root Kafra or Kafra, and there are about 200 of these names. Only 56 of them are names which are in current use. But what a group of people suggested was that we treat this as an error and just take away the C, which then removes the offense and actually makes the name Afra, which means makes people proud to be African, as a way of making it so people didn't need to use these names, which are essentially based on a racial slur. And someone made a very, very moving intervention in the debate, in which they said that you know, in South Africa, they have truth and reconciliation. So they're not up for erasing the past. The past has happened, and the past is what has gone before. But if a name becomes embarrassing to pronounce, if it becomes awkward to use, or if it makes it awkward for people to talk about something, then what use is that name anymore?
Mm-hmm. And so, this suggestion came from South Africa, should be pointed out.
Yes, this suggestion came from South Africa. And I think the thing, and we voted on this, and we voted in the secret ballot, and the majority of people agreed that this should be done. And I think it was a very elegant way of getting rid of something that was offensive to a group of people. It's not just offensive, it's derogatory.
Mm.
You know, derogatory.
Sandy, are there other examples of this kind of thing?
Well, you know, I can't think of any, but this rule applies only to these names. It doesn't apply to anything else. And it will come into effect as soon as the International Botanical Congress finishes its plenary on Saturday night. So this comes into effect immediately. So database managers, botanical database managers all over the world are gearing up to make this change. It's a drop in the ocean of names of plants. There are probably 500,000 or more names, species names in flowering plants alone. And this is a tiny number, if you think about it. You know, 200 is nothing compared to 500,000. And it isn't. And someone pointed out in the debate we had because I was chairing, so I'm not part of the debate, couldn't you just change these one by one? But if you change them one by one, they would all change to something else, which would be incredibly disruptive because each one would have to have a synonym found. It'd have a completely new name that wasn't anything like the old name. And this is actually a very elegant way to do this. And it's a very sensible way to kind of help preserve stability, but also help preserve something which makes people extremely uncomfortable and is a racist slur.
Yeah. And from what I've read, a lot of people see this as a start rather than a completed project, because I was astounded to read this. It's kind of not quite your area, but there's a beetle named after Hitler. There's a butterfly named after Mussolini.
That's zoologists. They do their own thing.
But yes.
We do the rules of naming of algae, fungi, and plants, and they do the rules of naming of zoology. Now, eponyms, or things that are named for someone else, that's a different story altogether. And that there were also things that were proposed at the Congress to set up to allow the rejection of names that were names that the taxonomic community were based on people that shouldn't be honored. But today we think these people shouldn't be honored. And yes, you know, there are some pretty horrible people have done some horrible things. But, you know, in 100 years time, who's to say that I'm not going to be a person someone might think that I shouldn't be honored?
Sandy,
you
know, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You just never know. You just never know.
Thanks a million for speaking with us. I'm afraid we're out of time. That was Sandy Knapp, botanist at the Natural History Museum in London.
Moncrief on News Talk.